Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. Another great day here on trying to start it in a positive way. I've got Marcia Hively with me.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. I'm healthy.
Yay. You feel better, huh?
I do. My hearing's back about 80%, so I still have about 20%. But it's amazing to me how long sometimes things take to get over the ear, nose, and throat specialist, that it could take me 6 weeks.
Do you think that you let it go too long?
No, I didn't let it go.
So you, right away, but you kept getting that over and over and over again, huh?
Well, yeah, whatever happened, but I got, yeah, liquid in my ears, and then my tubes going from my ears to my sinuses closed up for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're feeling better.
I know. It's amazing.
There you go. All right. Well, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You can call and talk with Matt on the line. And we are doing our Tuesday trivia. And Rob Blaze is going to be calling in from Coffee News. And I Facebooked the question. So if you are not already a fan of ours, become a fan. I'm almost there on my goal, and like us. Also, you can tune in on my website at kimpaganoshow.com, and right up in the right-hand corner, you can listen live. Also, you can also go on 1400 KKZZ and listen live there. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. Also, you can go on any of your smartphones. There's a great app there. It's called TuneIn Radio. And it's free, and you can download it there. I'm also on iTunes. I'm also connected with Coffee News, who's going to be on again at 8:30. So get your phones ready to call in and win a prize, some gift certificates to a fusion restaurant in Agora. I love fusion food. So anyways, we'll do that if you get that right. Also, I'm with Ventura Breeze. I'm with Parent Click. Another great, there's just so many things out there right now that you can get in touch with us. And, you know, I hope that you're joining us here every day from 8 to 9 and then again from 1 to 2.
Join the information highway.
There, ooh, I like that, the information highway. But, you know, if you're just new at my show, it's really about feeling good. And it's about all positive talk most of the time. If not, we're journeying through it to find out how we can feel better about any situation.
Yeah, sometimes you have to walk through the mud to get to the other side.
Oh, you got it. And yesterday was kind of a muddy day for me, and I'm just going to kind of put it out there because I know a lot of people are like thinking, oh, my God, how could her life be so perfect? Trust me, it's not perfect. But you know what? Remember, I've got 4 children, which I feel so blessed. But with 4 children comes a lot of mud, I guess, right?
Actually, from the rain,
there was a lot of mud coming in my house.
I think you just, sometimes it's control. It's like you realize you have no longer have control.
Ooh, great.
Especially
topic.
When your kids get older. And it, what I'm really happy about, I have 3 children too, and they're all teenagers, is that this, now we're seeing the fruits of our labor as far as, you know, we've tried to instill morals and values or whatever and good conscience in our children.
Integrity. All those things, you're absolutely right. You know that book that everything you've learned is in kindergarten?
It's true.
It is really true because you start to see, we've always said this about our children, that we love who they're turning out to be.
Yeah. And, you know, not only that, but just I'm so happy. My one son last week went on their school And the good thing about it going to a religious school, in a way, is that they go on retreats. Now, the retreats
I wanted to hear about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
the great thing is, I don't want to say that, just in case somebody's listening that may go on one. But they're in school, I guess. Part of the retreat is that the parents write the children letters.
Yeah. I think it's pretty universal. A lot of people kind of know this, you know.
And it was so, and Alec came home filled with joy, love, and appreciation.
You know what? Afterwards, I thought about it. I wanted to write a letter. It's really people that he's touched in their life, or vice versa. You know.
Yeah.
And your kids have grown up in my house, and vice versa.
I know. I should have asked you. I should have asked several other people, but I did get people that I thought that.
Yeah. But I think it's such. You know, and really, I think that it's so important. In fact, that's kind of what we're going to be talking about a little bit today. Our first guest is, his book is Be Different. And we're going to be talking with John Elder Robinson and his journey and his adventure with Asperger's. He actually grew up with it. He always felt like something wasn't exactly the same as everybody else. And if for anybody that doesn't know what Asperger's is, it's a form of autism. And so he's going to be telling about his, his journey and his giving people advice of where he's actually been.
And, I think that's the extreme of feeling, like you're different. But I think, especially if you have kids, all kids at some point in their life feel different.
Oh, my God, that awkward 15
junior high. Ugh.
I know. And you know what? Not only that. Is kids are so mean sometimes.
Oh.
And as we get older, that's when we find our friends that have, that love us and that unconditional love. And,
right.
and in school, they don't have that. They just don't have that yet.
Well, in high school, and in junior high and high school, people are cruel because everybody's insecure about themselves. So the ones that are insecure, the most insecure, usually are mean to other people.
Right.
And so.
But really. It's something inside them.
Absolutely.
It's not. And if we could teach our, there is this one, my younger son is, has a girl that's just really just not nice. And I said, you know what? You just turn around and say, you're really toxic. I hope that you can get some help. Because, but he takes it internally and it makes him sad. And I said, this is not about you. And I think that we need to tell our kids when somebody projects.
And Mackenzie has that same issue. She's in high school. She's a junior in high school and she's in theater.
How old is she?
She's 16.
Yeah. So it's that age.
Yeah. And this girl, she has a friend, friend in high school that is literally cruel.
Mackenzie
has just been her punching bag. And, my daughter's not an insecure person. And the funny thing is, she goes, I said, why don't you just not be friends with her? And unfortunately, in their little community of theater, you can't ignore somebody completely. She goes, I just give her no ammunition.
There you go.
So I am as nice as I could possibly be to her.
Because you keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
She has nothing to really complain. So she just looks bad. Because when she complains about Mackenzie or talks behind her back and stuff, her other friends just go, that is not Mackenzie. What are you talking about? Because Mackenzie just will not give her any ammunition.
And that's really cool. And that's what, we talked a little bit yesterday with Noelle Nelson about gossip and success. They just do not match. And so same with being, mean to other people, even in a group, you have a whole group of friends and, sometimes it gets a little mixed up.
And unfortunately, when you're in the middle of it, it's really hard.
To get out of it.
Well, and it's hard to look at it logically and realize
and positive. Yeah, exactly. And to be positive about it. I'll get back to my day yesterday as I left here. Nothing bad, but I just want to let people know that it's a normal day. Stuff happens, and different people kind of, I don't want to say dump on you, but they might be having a bad day, and so then therefore, it's
all a full moon.
I don't know, but
I honestly woke up in such a bad mood yesterday, and I could not get out of that mood till about noon. And
I had
no one else was around me.
See, I wasn't in a bad mood. I just wasn't in a totally up mood, And I usually am, but but by the end of the day, I just kept, it was like kind of like, all right, we'll get through this. So, anyways, I want to let you know, our, at 8:30, we're going to be doing our Coffee News Tuesday Trivia and Trivia Tuesday. You can win some stuff there. Also, I'm going to be mentioning more names of the people that I met, the amazing people that I met over at the Kids Expo over at Pacific View Mall with Parent Click. And I guess yesterday that was one of the things. I didn't actually give a shout-out. My son, my older son, helped me, and my sister helped me out there. And we had such an amazing time. It was, I don't even know how we all got together, but they came out and helped me, and my son was, he met some amazing people out there. So it was really fun. So I want to thank them, and I just want to thank all the people that I've met. And if you are listening right now, write down this phone number, 805-639-0008, so that you can give us a call. Just call up and say hi, but if you hear your name, call up, because I've got some good stuff to give away right now. And our last guest is going to be Kelly, and Dr. Kelly Stafford, and she is going to be talking about Compassion International. I guess Dr. Wes Stafford. And in just a minute, next week, to make a difference in the life of a child and to remember someone who has made a difference in theirs. And I think that's so important, kind of like what your son went away. You know, it's just different people that touch our lives. And maybe our kids, you know, when I was growing up, it was, you know, you were seen and not heard. Right. But right now, I think kids really need to be recognized. So I really look forward to talking to them. All right. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Welcome. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thanks for having me on with you all this morning.
Oh, you are welcome. And I know you've been on with us before, and I really enjoyed talking with you before. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And if anybody out there has any questions, please give us a call at 805-639-0008 as you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Your book is Be Different. Tell us about the name of it and tell us about your journey.
Well, Be Different is really a how-to guide for achieving success, either in spite of or because of differences. In my case, I have Asperger's, which is a form of autism, and it has both, you know, made me socially inept, but it's also allowed me to find success in electronics and my work with machines and of course, now in writing and speaking about it. Look Me in the Eye was my first book, and that kind of was a story of my life with Asperger's. It talked about being on the road with KISS and working, designing early video games with Milton Bradley and things like that. Be Different is sort of the how-to guide to that success.
So, as a child, Asperger's, you know, Asperger's is generally a highly functioning autism, isn't it?
Like, kids with Asperger's often have very good verbal skills, but they're socially totally clueless and often fixated on strange things.
And unlike other kinds of autism where kids are uncommunicative, or however you want to put it, or have a hard time communicating at all. You see people in all kinds of successful ways as adults with Asperger's. How do you make that connection between having a child with Asperger's and helping them, you know, navigate the road to success as far as how to move into society?
Well, that's really laid out in Be Different. You know, what I did in Look Me in the Eye, I told these, you know, stories about leaving my dysfunctional home and joining a band and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And as I got older, I did find success, and Be Different really tells about the tricks that I learned, you know, how I learned to achieve it.
You know, one of the families at our old school, a child, when the kids were in junior high, came into our school and he had Asperger's. And one of the things that was really helpful to the other kids in the school is the mom came in, and the child actually wasn't in the classroom at the time, and explained exactly what, his name was John, exactly what John's issues were and how to deal with him in a way that would be positive and for both people.
The mom came in and told about that?
Yeah.
What a great idea.
It made such a huge difference in how the other kids treated this child. And he became incredibly accepted for who he was. And then he's gone on to high school, and he's the same age as my kids, so he's graduating from high school this year. And I found a school that when we were looking for schools, that seemed to have a good fit for this kid. And I told his mom about it, and she ended up taking him there. And she has called me several times and thanked me.
What school is that?
Oak Park was the school. Because it has a high, they have a high academic, academics. And he was able to fit into the science and engineering issues. You know, they had a lot to offer him.
Wow.
I think that while that's good for the kid in that school in that year, one problem is that can set a kid up for failure when he goes out into the adult world.
Mm.
If he grows up expecting special accommodations because he's different.
Wow. Well, this wasn't
the messages that I write about is how it's up to us, those people who are different, to learn how to act in ways that will keep the world from rejecting us before we can show our good side.
Well, and I absolutely
agree. Really important thing.
I absolutely agree, but I do think it helps kids because
maybe
kids
when they're
can
younger,
be cruel.
Right? John, when you were younger, I mean, did you feel alone?
I absolutely felt alone.
And
I
so
think that what you're saying,
this is
could
sixth
make a
grade.
Kid feel more accepted.
Right.
But by the time he graduates from high school, he's got to be able to fit in.
Well, and he was able to do that in high school as he got older. But as a junior high, I think junior high is a particularly awful time of your life anyway, because you have hormones and all the other stuff going on. You know, and this was a small school, so I don't think you could do it in a large middle school atmosphere. But in a smaller school, it just gave him a little, you know.
For him, it gave him time to be accepted.
John,
did your parents ever do that for you?
Well, no, because in the 1960s, nobody knew what Asperger's was, and the only kind of autism that was recognized was really the kind that left you totally disabled and institutionalized.
Right. I remember in my junior high, I had a guy that had Asperger's, and I know that there was a lot of kids that
but they didn't call it that then.
No.
They just thought of the person as being strange.
Correct. And they made fun of him. And I remember one of my other girlfriends went up to him and said, "Hey, stop it." You know, to me, it was rude. It was, you know, I don't like that. And I think it was a form of bullying way back then. And so, you know, to me, I think that we need to teach our children to make a difference, you know.
Yeah.
And did you have a lot of friends, John?
Not when I was a kid, no. When I was a kid, I really grew up alone. I didn't really have
friends. Did you have brothers or sisters?
I have a younger brother who grew up to be Augustine Burroughs, who wrote the book Running with Scissors about our childhood.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And he's 8 years younger than me. So with an 8-year difference, I mostly grew up alone.
So I have a question.
I left home when I was 16, when I dropped out of school.
This may be a little too personal, but did you ever consider suicide?
I did. You know, I was very depressed, and in fact, I've written about the reality that that Asperger's actually can be deadly because
they have a high suicide rate.
You can become isolated and alone if you're a smart kid, but you feel like you're a loser.
Right.
I think that can just eat you up inside.
It
can be very, very hard.
Well, and depending on how cruel other people are to you, it also can be very isolating.
And that's why I stress so much in my Be Different book the vital importance of learning how to fit in and how to win acceptance. That's why I've written chapters about, you know, a reason to care and learning to fit in and learning manners.
So, you know, I just want to remind anybody, because this is really such an amazing topic, and I admire you, I mean, really wholeheartedly, for coming full circle to talk about this. And do you go to high schools and talk to kids?
I do, yes. I have a pretty active speaking schedule. If you were to Google John Robison speaking schedule, you'd see all the dates. I don't have anything on the West Coast right now, but, but I get bookings all the time, and I probably do 40 or 50 talks a year.
Wow. So for parents who are desperate to get some information, what is the name of your book, and what is your do you have a website or anything else they could go to?
Yeah, my new book is called Be Different, and it is sort of the how-to guide.
Right.
It follows Look Me in the Eye, the story of my earlier life.
And, John, I just want to remind anybody, if anybody's just tuning in right now, we are talking to John Elder Robison, and his book is Be Different. We do have a caller on the line, and who are we speaking with? Hello?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. John, Kathleen has a question for you.
Okay.
No, it's just interesting hearing what you're talking about, because I have two autistic boys. Kim, you know, guy went to school with Sean.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
And I was very fortunate enough not to have the bullying. The kids at our school
were amazing.
Amazing with my son.
Yeah.
But I have to say, because our school was such a hands-on, you or your husband, you know, were there. You guys were always there. And so, you know, what John's kind of saying is, John, I don't know if your parents weren't, maybe it was just not known then of how to handle it, right?
Well, sure. In the 1960s, nobody knew. And also, remember, I was in the public school, which is probably a rougher place. It sounds to me like you folks are talking about...
No, this is a public school.
Yeah,
this is a public school.
Yeah, it was a public school.
But
yeah.
it was a public school with a small community. I mean, and the community is very supportive of each other. So, and the one good thing that has happened, I think, over the last 10 years, and or not 10, maybe 20 years in public schools, is they've started to bring special needs children and incorporate them within the community of the regular school. And so it gives the regular, you know, quote unquote regular kids exposure to other kinds of people and a much larger sympathy and you know, for kids that do have special needs.
Right. Kathleen, what was your question to John?
It wasn't a question.
Oh, okay.
It was just a compliment. I just commend him very much.
Yeah. And you know what? Now, I know that you, both of your kids, right?
Yes.
Now, tell us, I mean, if you're okay with this, and Kathleen's one of our dear friends that, you know, that we've gone through her struggles with her as friends. But, you know, what could you tell us, other parents that are going through this, that helped you?
Well, I think, first of all, nowadays it's so different from the 60s when John went to school, and parents are now more aware of the children's disabilities. And that, I think, as long as parents open their eyes and do become involved.
I think that's the key to you, is that you have always been an advocate for your children. And sometimes it takes, you know, someone, a bull in a china closet, someone to really forge through when it doesn't seem like you can get through, to help your kids have the, you know, meet their needs, really.
Yes. You just can't stop.
Right. And John, what would you recommend to Kathleen? Tell them how old your boys are.
They're 14 and 16.
John?
Well, one thing I would say is that I wrote the Be Different book with the idea that teenagers would read it. So it's not really a book for parents. It's
I love that. Okay.
Individuals on the spectrum.
Good.
That's very exciting, because I know that, you know, sometimes it's just the isolation that gets to the kids, not anything else. So if they have someone they can, you know, read and...
Kathleen, I'd love you to have this book.
I would love it. I would love for Guy to read it.
Okay. I will.
Definitely.
And I think it's a book that will make you feel good about being different. It's not depressing. But at the same time, I think that I confront a lot of issues that folks who grow up different have to face. And I do it from the perspective of having done it myself, which I think is very different from a parent or a therapist just telling you how you ought to be. I'm telling you that I did these things and they worked for me, or that they didn't.
Well, and a lot of people that now, they've said that a lot of very successful scientists and people in fields that have, you know, kind of a different point of view, they're thinking that they were, you know, throughout history, there's been a lot of kids with Asperger's that have gotten
Well, sure. Asperger's has always been with us, and there are millions of people growing up today and millions of adults today who are proto-Aspergians, people who have these differences, but they're not so different that they were ever diagnosed as disabled. The guy Sheldon on The Big Bang Show is a good example.
Right. I mean, he's a fictional character, but yes, he's an example of that, yes.
Yeah.
And different is the operative word. We've taught my son, my older son, that word, and when he sees children with special needs or anything, disabled physically, mentally, my son will say, Mom, they're just different.
That's the word we've always used.
Disability can be something that changes. When you read my stories, if you read Look Me in the Eye, clearly the stories in the beginning of that book are stories of a disabled child. But when you read Be Different or you read about my life today, I'm not disabled anymore. And I think that many people who are different will always be different, but they will emerge in part or in whole from disability as they become adults.
You know, the one thing that I want to ask both of you, and for anybody who's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to John Elder Robison, and his book, Be Different, is the one we're talking about right now, but he has another one, Look Me in the Eye. We've also got Kathleen on the line, and there's a chapter in your book about making and keeping friends. Tell us a little bit about that. What's your journey on that?
Well, I talk about actually two things in Be Different. First, I talk about the importance of not making enemies, which is very different from making friends. And then I talk about making friends. And I talk about the kinds of stuff I had to learn to do that. And in fact, a lot of the impetus for writing the stories about making friends was my observation of my own son growing up, because he has Asperger's too.
Mm.
And I looked at him growing up with the knowledge of my own differences and my own social failures, and I think that he turned out a lot better than me. He's a lot more socially successful than I am.
Do you think that's because you already went through the journey and you were able to help him with your knowledge?
Well, every father thinks that he taught his kid everything worthwhile that he knows, and I'm no different. Sure.
Right.
Well, I think also in society, I mean, you hate to have to put a name on something, but once society realizes that there are different kinds of autism, and as that has grown, and I think the acceptance of kids is much higher than it used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, we used to just call them weird, you know, honestly. Instead of, you didn't.
I think that's still true in a lot of the country, and I think that's why it's so important that people who are different learn how to get along in ordinary society.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, you know, on part five in your book, it says finding your gifts. What do you think your gifts were?
I think that my gifts were the same things that were my disabilities. For example, I was a social misfit, and I was isolated and alone. But I had a great power of concentration, and because I was alone and I concentrated, when I got interested in electronics, I immersed myself in it, and I spent thousands of hours making myself an expert at electronics and music. So the very thing that had crippled me and made me alone made me a star.
You just gave me chills, and that's really amazing. How about you, Kathleen? What are your boys? What are their gifts?
Guy emerges himself in art.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his away time. That's what he just, how he can just get away from it all, and that's what he chooses. Art, definitely a gift. Tristan is pretty funny. Tristan is into computers.
Oh, wow.
And I don't even know how he knows. He knows more than me. He can find things on that computer, and I don't know how he does it.
Right.
He doesn't. His language skills are not there.
Right. And does your boys have a lot of friends?
They have no friends.
Okay. Do they friend each other?
Not really, because Guy's really high-functioning and Tristan's not.
Right.
So they don't really. And it's sad. And I work on it every day, and it's not easy because in the high school he's at, they don't know how to promote that.
Right.
You know, so I have to try and keep getting involved, which has just not been very successful. But
John, any advice for Kathleen?
Well, one thing that I've seen in the last 6 months with kids who don't have good language abilities, I'm seeing a surprising number of young people coming up to me at conferences and they're talking to me through iPad apps. They have these iPads, and they have apps that allow them to tap out words to form sentences.
Yeah.
And it's really remarkable. I'm getting these people who were formerly nonverbal, and with no assistance from anyone except the iPad in their hand, they talk to me.
You know, and that's really interesting, because when you think back, I mean, I don't know that she was not autistic, but when you think about Helen Keller, who couldn't see, couldn't hear, couldn't speak, and still learned to communicate, there is hope for kids, and maybe the new, you know, computer age is their hope and their...
It's really kind of remarkable, because these people who never wrote a sentence and they never really spoke in words because their speech was so fragmented and stumbling, and yet they can stand there with an iPad in hand and they can punch out words and they can make literate, articulate sentences.
That's very exciting.
They're coming out of their minds, because I watch it happen right in front of me, and it's a really cool thing.
Wow. And is there a place that you would recommend, Kathleen, or any parent that is going through this, either online or, you know, would you recommend her to go to a special school?
What I would say about that is I serve on a couple of the organizing boards for MFAR, which is the International Autism Science Conference. This year, MFAR is held in Toronto. And we have a big technology part of the conference there. Hewlett-Packard last year joined with Autism Speaks, and they formed an initiative called Hacking Autism, which is specifically about using technology to facilitate communication and success for people with autism. And I would encourage you to follow those kinds of initiatives. And there are actually more and more of these apps for people with autism at all different levels.
Wow, that's amazing.
Different things, or to facilitate talking. So I think you're going to see that become a much more mainstream thing. Where it used to be thousands of dollars, and now it's a $100 app.
Yeah.
You have those, Kathleen?
I've seen it.
Well,
no,
that's
you know
expensive.
What? With Tristan, I can make him talk. And I know that's terrible to say, but I haven't given up, and he is talking. It's just not conversational.
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? But when he wants to, he will. He's very lazy. But when he wants to talk and when he has something to say, he'll say it.
Well, gosh, a lot of us talk when we don't have anything to say, so that's not such a bad thing.
You know, you might be surprised.
You're right.
If you were to give him something like an iPad, you might be surprised that he has a lot more to say than you imagined if it becomes
Probably.
Easy for him.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow, that
you
might
know,
be
it
an... That might be an amazing tool for him.
I think it's probably just opening the right door.
Yeah. Everything is opening up the right drawer. Well, gosh, what, you know, an amazing topic, and I think we lost John.
Somebody.
John? Okay, great. Kathleen, so thank you so much for calling in. And, yeah, you know, it's a difficult subject for a lot of people.
The thing we didn't talk about is how isolating this can be for parents.
Very much so.
And, you know, Kathleen, I know you're in this community, and maybe tell parents, is there some support groups or other things going on around here that parents of younger kids that haven't gotten into the educational?
Well, there's the Rainbow, and that is at Tri-County Building. It's in Oxnard. But there are Rainbows in Steamy. It's all over. And Rainbow Group, they put support groups together for you.
So just Google Rainbow Group in Ventura.
Yes. And they can put all kinds of things together. And there's a lot of therapists. There's one in the Valley, Diane Simon-Smith, and she has incredible support groups for mothers, for fathers. She does retreats for mothers with children with special needs. She does incredible stuff.
Because I do know that it is as much an issue for the kids, for the parents as the kids.
It is.
And
it's equally.
And isolation is the problem with all of it. It's hard to be isolated.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, I really think that you just have to know that all of us, everybody is different.
Right.
We all have right. our different special needs. And, it, you know, some things are louder than others. So, anyways, right. well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, ladies. I'm talking to you.
Have
you,
a good day.
You have a great day. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and actually we have Rob Blaze from Coffee News on. And Rob, sorry we took a little bit longer, but it was a really an amazing topic, and I hope that that helped a couple people out there, if not a ton. So what is our question, and tell us a little bit about Coffee News.
Oh, yeah, good morning, Kim, and happy spring today.
I know, spring cleaning, let me tell you.
We got blue skies out there. It's a bit cold, but... Yeah, I'm sure the flowers are doing their thing and the birds and the bees and all that. But spring is here. And with the new issue of Coffee News, we've got a lot of interesting stories. We have a British study has shown that video game drivers are prone to become dangerous real-world drivers.
Nice.
So one of our stories. So these kids who are racing around recklessly in these video games, I guess that can transfer over in later, real-world driving is what they what they're finding. We have the FBI reports that bank robberies are more likely to occur on Fridays during mid-morning.
So stay out of the bank.
Yeah, that's
God, for the weekend they need money that bad? Perfect.
And another police story in Ontario, Canada. Police have rescued a kitten who got his head stuck in an empty can of beefaroni.
Oh, that would be the cutest picture.
So they successfully rescued him, and they named him Boyardee.
Oh, very cute.
So we've got that and a bunch more. Every week in Coffee News, we have the fun and unusual stories from around the world. And this week, we have our trivia question. The winner will get a $15 gift certificate to enjoy at a restaurant in Agoura Hills. It's called Mandarin Express, and they have some incredible Chinese fusion cuisine there that is just unbelievable. They've had reviews in the Wall Street Journal, and the chef there is just amazing.
I love fusion food, so yum.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they also have a great selection of tea, like the most amazing herbal teas.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
And Coffee News can be enjoyed over tea or lunch or anything.
At any restaurant, right?
That's right. And so the call-in number, get your phones ready, is 805-639-0008. And the question today is, who wrote the book, A Tale of Two Cities?
I know this one.
Don't call in, Marcia. All right, say it again, Rob.
Okay, who is the author who wrote A Tale of Two Cities?
Okay, funny thing about that book. It is a long book.
Yeah, it's a long one. Should we give an extra hint on this one?
Sure, I gave it on Facebook, so okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so a hint to this one, this should give it away to many people, is this author also wrote A Christmas Carol, which is one of the most famous Christmas stories that we have.
Okay, so say our question one more time.
Okay, who is the author who wrote A Tale of Two Cities and also A Christmas Carol?
Okay, and you will be getting a gift certificate to a fusion restaurant in Agoura. Give us a call here at 805-639-0008. All right, well, thank you so much, Rob. We're going to take a really quick break, and I want to mention a couple more people that I met over this weekend. And one is, Lisa Corbett and Nicole Buen-Rosto, Jackie Atwood, Kristen Pittman, and Valerie Condizella. With that, if I mentioned your name, give me a call here at 805-639-0008. And if you know the answer to our trivia, give us a call here, 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@VenturaBreeze.com.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And we had a winner. And it was Christine. And Christine, we got disconnected from you. But if you can, we have our phone number, right? Yeah, we have all our information. So we will get this gift certificate to you.
And the answer was Charles Dickens.
Yes, thank you. I guess that would be it. Yes.
I tell you, I read that book in high school, and I kept falling asleep. I had to literally read it out loud.
Oh, gosh.
Because they have paragraphs in that book that are 3 pages long. It's just, he has so much, I mean, I shouldn't say this because I know it's classic, but he has so much detail, and normally I like detail, but I remember as a high school student, I was like, ugh!
Not another one, right?
And
yeah.
Then now all my kids have had to read it, and they're like, ugh!
And you guys are really advocate readers.
Yeah,
I mean,
I said, read it out loud. If you're going to fall asleep, read it out loud. Or get, you know what? Books on tape are great for things like this.
I know. I'm still waiting for some books on tape. You have a bunch, right?
Michelle has, or no, not Michelle. Somebody has the one that I was going to give to you. Yes, I have a ton of them. Okay. I always have a book on tape in the car.
Yeah, I'm not a reader, believe it or not. And here I have a bazillion books that from all my, you know, guests. But I'm like more of a simple. I like little paragraphs that just mean a lot, you know?
Yeah, I like to get lost.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I have read some amazing books, and
I like historical fiction is my, I decided yeah, see, that is my have... thing, is that I really like when an author has not only taken a fictional story, but then he's applied it to actual historical references, and you know, you do have to watch out that you don't think that's real, because, you know, they may not all be completely accurate, but it is interesting to put, you know, a fictional story back in the time. And if they're really good, like the guy that wrote, all the books about the the Middle Ages and building a church. Oh, gosh.
Okay. We'll get back to you on that one.
Anyway.
But, you know, and I like more kind of a...
Ken Fallbrook. Ken... Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, what was I going to say here?
So, you like more real things?
Yeah, I like journeys, obviously. That's what my show's about. But I like real-life tactics that people have learned something, and they have a message in their book. They have things that they want to share with people.
I like that, too.
Yeah. So that's my kind of book, and that's kind of what we talk about here. You know, I was going to get to, you know, talking a little bit about... you know, my day yesterday, when your day just kind of keeps throwing things at you, and I was like, oh my gosh, I left here. My son, we had a doctor's appointment, and he was in my car downstairs because he was tired and wanted to sleep. And so we went to the doctor, not a problem. We were waiting for some prescriptions. They, you know, lost our, I don't know, my, they, I don't know. It just took forever. And so the lady's like, I was like, how long is it going to take? Oh, about 20 minutes. I'm like, thought to myself, have some patience, Kim, have some patience. So I sat down. It was an hour and a half, and I was like, okay, I'm over my patience. And they're like, we're so sorry. We don't know what happened. And so I was like,
I don't trust pharmacies when they say 20 minutes. I usually think it's about an hour.
Yeah, and usually I leave and come back. Yeah. But anyways, I didn't. But, you know, and then the day just kept getting better and better and better. And by the end of the day, halfway through the day, I thought, oh, my gosh, how do I turn this day around? And you know what? I mean, I just started to kind of go through my gratitude list of what I had to be thankful for and so much. And, you know, so that's kind of how I just wanted to share that with everybody, because not everybody, you know, wakes up feeling so great all the time.
No, and yesterday I was in a bad mood till about noon, and finally I just got off my pity party and said, why am I doing this to myself? I was really doing it to myself.
Yes, and a lot of people do. And you're not alone. A lot of people do. And so how do you move yourself from that place? You know, Matt, do you ever get in a little pity party for yourself?
I try not to, but it does happen
on
occasion.
Yeah, because you're pretty even-keeled, you know?
You know what? When I get into a pity party, which is what happened yesterday, nothing I had to do yesterday morning was things I wanted to do. All of them were things I had to do, and I
so
just
do you
had
think
to get
you were,
through them.
Yeah, so you were more like begrudged. Like,
well,
why
because
do I
had
have to...
so much other things I wanted to get to that I knew I couldn't get to because I had the stuff that was everybody else's.
Well, let me
stuff.
Tell you, I'm like a clean freak. My house looked like it went off, a bomb went off in it. You know, not really, but it was pretty. There was dishes in the sink, and the kids had left socks on the floor,
and that
you
does,
know.
You know, throw it does, you off
yeah.
if you...
And
yeah.
so, but I just sat there and I thought, you know, it's out of my hands right now. I got to take care of some other stuff. And you know when your brain is just overloaded? And so I just slowly, I always call it kind of Humpty Dumpty. I put myself back together and then started to pull my life together. And, you know, I always think of life as a mountain and I just keep chipping away at it. We're never going to get it all the way done, because with what you put off today is for tomorrow. And so if you can just keep chipping and chipping and chipping away, you know, and when you're feeling like that, overwhelmed, start to make a list of just a couple things and start to accomplish that. Once you can check one thing off your list, you're usually motivated and can go through it, you know. And,
yeah, lists are very helpful.
Yeah, but don't over, I mean, you know.
Don't make it impossible.
Yeah,
for
don't do one of your,
to...
like, your psycho lists, you know, where you put 100 things and then you feel overwhelmed because you've got this overwhelming list.
You can
list.
Never get to it.
Yeah.
You,
so, yeah. But,
I know you almost have to break up your list of things that absolutely have to be done, things you would like to get done, and, you know.
And then that's a really good point, because if you take a list and you almost, like, you know, write on there your children, your home, you know, your husband, your work, your, and kind of everything is in a category. And then start to put under each person or each thing, what's the most thing that you have to really work out? And then from that point, look at all of them and say, now, of all this stuff that all these things, these balls that I've had in my brain, which ones are the most that I really have to handle? And
well,
you'll
you know,
be surprised.
And I don't usually have a problem with things that I actually have to handle. My issue is when it requires somebody else to do part of it. Like, you know,
you're depending on somebody else?
Yeah, you know how you had those group projects at school, which were always a disaster because you were the one that did 90% of the work and you were waiting for...
Yes, my younger daughter had...
The six other people to do the 10% you didn't give up control of.
And you know
and
why
they don't do it.
Okay, because you know why? They picked you.
Because they know you could do it. So, exactly. So, but you have to have that 10% or you can't get it done. That's how I felt yesterday. It's like I had all these things to do, but actually, they required other people to take action. And that part that I couldn't control, I couldn't do, was also the part that was frustrating because I couldn't complete what I needed to do before they got what they needed to do. So the whole thing was just ridiculous.
So don't you feel, and you know, if anybody out there is listening and this is going, yeah, I get that feeling, you know, and you have something that, you know, maybe has helped you, give us a call here or give me even a text at 805-419-0008. If you're, you know, for some reason, I got a lot of texts yesterday saying, I loved what you're talking about. I just don't feel comfortable calling in.
Right.
And, you know, and so, you know, it is. It's like public speaking when you're up here. But really, we're not going to bite you. It's yeah. really, it's all about just expressing your feelings. And so even if you don't want to be on air, you can just talk to Matt. He'll give us what you're talking about.
Well, and then there's always those things you know you should have done. I should have just given it all up and gone and exercised.
You know what? And look at me today. What am I? Okay,
I know,
so that's,
you didn't communicate this with me.
I know. I didn't put the memo out, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? It is. I thought about it, and I thought, I am not fulfilling my cup. And that's why I didn't have anything to give anybody yesterday. I was on empty. And so, you know what? Today I'm going to exercise. I'm going to kind of, like, you know, take care of myself. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to, you know, I mean, I need to add to me again. And so I really think that people need to look at that. Are you on empty or are you full? Because if you're on empty and you've given out as a mom or a dad or, you know, if maybe you're a boss or whatever your direction is in life and you've kind of given everything, your last soul to everybody else and you have no more else to give, where do you go? You
yeah.
have to start all over and fill yourself up. And that's
well,
where I come
a lot
from.
Of times,
Humpty Dumpty,
yeah.
you know?
Or, you know, the boomerang situation where people boomerang at you. They throw things at you. And under a normal situation, when you're feeling 100%, you can just throw it back at them. Or you can let it bounce off of you and go right back to them or go somewhere else, and it's not a big deal. But when you're not feeling 100%, you absorb it. And then you get, you know...
Right, you get
it's
knocked
hard to
down.
Get something back.
You get knocked down, yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, I mean, we're talking about, okay, so now you have three children. I've got four children. You know, anybody out there, you have your husband. How do you stay all on the same page in order to, you know, not, I mean, when you're feeling like really low and resistant, It's hard to not have a fight out there, not to be upset if somebody cuts you off the road, you know, I mean, all those kind of things.
You know, I had this weird thing happen yesterday, or not yesterday, like 2 days
ago.
Did
I just, like, you had an epiphany right there.
So I was driving on the freeway. I was in one lane and not going anywhere. So, you know, it wasn't like I was going too slow or too fast or cut somebody off or whatever. And this person goes on my side and literally just flips me off for no reason. I was so upset. And I'm like, why would they do that? All I could think of was they didn't like whatever bumper stickers on my car.
Really? See it? So you think it was almost like a little road rage?
It must have been, because when they went by me, and I looked at the back of their car, I don't even want to say
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no.
But he had something that was...
The opposite of
opposite
you.
Of what I do. I mine wasn't anything big, but his was awful. I mean, bad. He's a racist. Let's just put it that way. So I, you know, and then he proceeded, instead of just doing it once, getting in front of me and continually doing it in front of me.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Until I got
that
off
people,
on it.
Isn't that crazy?
But why would somebody make that much effort? And I felt so sorry for him. I thought to myself, why are you, you know? Why is this negative part of you so important to you?
Right. And, you know, when I meet people like that, I always go, cancel, cancel, cancel.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go down that negative trip.
Gosh, it was
you
sad
know?
To me.
So what I want to say is you can restart your time and your day any time. And it's all up to you. We have to kind of look inside and say, I'm not going down this road, you know, and so, anyways.
What I should have done is said a little prayer for that man.
Because, there you go. You know. You're absolutely right. So, you know, and that's what life's about. So if we can add more joy every single day to all of our lives, and just it starts with us. So that's what it's all about. Well, I'm so excited that you guys were a part of our show here today. And Marcia, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad feeling better.
Me too.
Matt, thank you again. And thank you for all my listeners and all my callers. I really appreciate it. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, they always say time changes things, but you actually have to change them yourself. Mm-hmm. So with that, that's the only thing that we're guaranteed, that life changes. But change for the better. Make it a good one. Enjoy every moment. And if you're not, start to look at why. What's causing you to not enjoy your moments? Try to figure out what it is and go get either some help, someone to talk to, someone to mirror, and get your support team. That is all you need to enjoy your life. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Tonight.